I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a truly amazing weekend, and I hope you feel super grounded and so ready for this week ahead. Now, it's Monday today, so that means we have our intention setting practice for the week, and I have chosen an intention for us this week that I feel really reflects this season and where we are in terms of this year, where we are in terms of this world right now. So, of course, we had Halloween celebration this weekend. Whether or not you celebrate Halloween in a deep way, right, in like a sacred, ancestral way to honor All Hallows Eve, or if Halloween for you is just a time to dress up in a funny costume and eat a bunch of candy, this is actually a time of year where the veil between the people who have passed and the people, us, who are still present on this plane is a little bit thinner. This week ahead, we also have right now, we have Day of the Dead happening, celebrated in so many parts of the world. Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, an actual time to celebrate and honor the people who've passed on. So whether that is a part of your culture from your family line or not, this season, this time is a beautiful time to really honor the people we've lost. You might have found that throughout these past couple of weeks, you've been just thinking a little bit more about the people that you've lost, people who've passed on, people you've loved. You might find that people who've passed away in your life maybe have made their presence known to you in different ways. Maybe you've dreamt about someone. For me, around this time, I always feel my dead closer to me than I normally do. And I just wanted to honor that or give ourselves a little bit of space to see if we can find some reverence to invite and evoke the memory of our loved and lost ones. Now, if you've recently lost someone, of course, that is going to be incredibly painful and feel really sensitive and vulnerable. If you've lost someone long ago, chances are time has helped you deal with that loss in a different way. But something that is always going to be true is that death is always going to hurt. Right? And it's one of those things where I found it's not that loss hurts less as time goes on. It's not actually true that time heals all wounds. I haven't found that to be true for me, at least personally, at all. But with time, our capacity to hold that grief and to deal with that loss becomes bigger. Right? Our capacity to hold the memory of the people that we've lost, that grows. So dealing with death gets a little bit more manageable with time. One of the things that's really helped me has been to keep that doorway between me and my loved ones who've passed on open, right? To not close that door and think of it as, well, death is death and that is that. And now there's nothing more, right? But actually that whenever I dream of them, I actually feel not just their memory come to life, but I feel the energy of that person really alive with me all throughout the rest of the day after I've had a dream. And there are so many ways we can actually honor our dead loved ones, so many different ways. And this week truly is the week to do that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So our intention this week, I will bring peace into the present by honoring the past. What is a way you can honor someone you've loved who's passed on by inviting their memory, their energy, and their soul in a way that feels really beautiful to you right this week? Maybe that could include putting a photo of them on your altar. It could include sitting down to write them a letter. It could include having a ceremony for them in their name. It could include, of course, a Day of the Dead ritual. It could include an All Hallows Eve ritual that you have. Maybe for you, it could be like sending them a little prayer or some love right before bed. There are so many ways we can just bring the memory of that person to life a little bit more. And something that I've found to be absolutely true is that the more we honor and remember the dead, the more peace we will find in this present moment. So instead of closing the door on them, leaving that little bit of doorway open so that we have a channel for the love for them to move through still. Because sometimes the biggest part of the pain of losing someone is that there's no place for all of that love we feel for them to go. But by continuously honoring them and loving them and having little practices and ways to invite them into our lives, we keep that channel open. So take a moment right at the end of this show right now just to think of ways you can actually honor the dead this week, the people you love who you have lost, ways to bring more peace into this present moment by really honoring the past. I'm a little tentative actually to share this as an intention for a whole week because it is a big and can feel like an overwhelming topic, death. But death is a topic in all of our lives. We all have people who have passed on. So finding a way that really feels authentic to you to honor them a little bit extra this week. We also have a new moon this week, so beautiful time if you're doing a ceremony with the moon, just to really have that energy centered around the person you're dedicating this week to or the people you're dedicating this week to. It's Scorpio season after all, which is really a time to go inward and allow and make space for that transformation. It's the time to alchemize pain into something else. So I hope you resonate with this intention. I definitely, definitely do. Have a beautiful week, okay? Take care of yourself. Keep your feet grounded on the earth. And let's see where this week takes us. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.